This is the Lifted Life Podcast. We created this show to help you live a lifted life.
You're listening to episode 63, What Worked and What Didn't. I almost went into the whole intro.
You didn't hear me say it?
I heard you say it, but I wanted to say something different. And then I saw you start giggling, like, he's going to do the intro.
Maybe you notice we take turns, like, odd episode, even episode, who says, you're listening. Anyway, you really threw that start for a loop. Anyway, it's episode 63. We are talking about what worked and what didn't. I think we're going to talk about it in terms of business, life, everything. 2019's coming to a close, and this episode is airing on the last day of 2019, so we thought it was a necessary topic.
What do you think about when we were kind of discussing topics over breakfast this morning? I felt like I could only think of this week, this month at the most. Like,
it's hard to look all the way back.
It's hard to go all the way back to like last January. Like, I don't know. I don't know if that's bad or good or bad, but that's...
Yeah, I think that that's an important note. Like, when you're reflecting, do your best to go through each month and think of something you did. Mm-hmm. Maybe look at your planner, calendar, wherever you keep that.
Journal.
Oh, I remember this month we went back to this city or we did this. And it kind of helps you to remember who you were at that time. And I think that this idea of reflecting is really important to kind of look back at what you've done, how far you've come. And as the show title says, you know, think about what worked and what didn't. So that's one of my favorite exercises at the end of the year is to kind of make a list.
So do you have an example? Do you have something?
Well, I wrote down a few things of what worked and what didn't. But I think before I share that, I'll say if you have someone that you can discuss this with, I think that's ideal. Someone that wants to, yeah, I'd love to look over my year and talk about what works and what didn't and what I want to continue doing and what I want to stop doing.
So you're saying reach out to somebody, ask them to make their list as well and then compare them?
Or? You wouldn't even have to make a list first. I would just say get together over a cup of coffee or tea or lemon water or kombucha and just dive into exploring. So what comes up for you when you say what works and what comes up for you when you feel like think about what didn't work? So best case scenario, I think discuss it with someone who has not necessarily similar goals, but similar ambition of like what you want to, that you want to create new, exciting things in the new year. If you don't have someone that you can reach out to or no one comes to mind, I think it's just as good to get a piece of paper. Second best. It's just almost as good to get a piece of paper and just to write down in a T-chart or however you want to do it, what worked and what didn't.
Yeah, I would argue that you could write it down as if you were going to tell somebody and you would get similar benefits, I think.
Yeah, I think so. So anyway, I quickly started to think about it for the show. And like I said, I want this to be not just about what worked for Lifted and what didn't, but that is an exercise we do.
Yeah.
What worked for me and my life and my growth and my expansion and what didn't. So, you know, you may have different categories of what worked and what didn't. I know we definitely do. Mm-hmm. So one thing that I wrote down that worked in 2019 was going on walks.
Ooh.
It works. It works because it's good for my mental and physical health. It works because the ideas flow. It works because it boosts my mood. And it's just a good thing all around. Even when we start off and we're cold, we get going and you start shedding layers and you're like, ooh, it's not as cool as I thought. And if you dress appropriately, there's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothes. And so one thing that definitely worked in 2019 that I want to be doing more of is going on walks.
That's interesting. That's a multifaceted. I mean, like you said, it's a physical thing, getting your exercise in. Plus, I agree. I think when we're walking, somehow some of the stress gets maybe released because we're walking.
Yeah.
But then it's easier to think and flush out new ideas.
Yeah, I love it. And yeah. I know that we've done walking meetings. I think we did it really good in November.
Mm-hmm.
And then December, some of it, but it got colder. But it's not always that it's cold. Like, I don't buy that. Oh, you know, it's cold. Yeah, we have
fun. Add layers.
Yeah. Yeah, you just add layers. It's just our mindset around the cold.
It's funny you say that because part of my morning ritual is walking. And I haven't been walking recently because it's too cold. Mm-hmm. Or at least that's the story that I say.
Yeah.
And even, I think you asked me yesterday, I walked this morning, but yesterday you said, did you walk? I'm like, no. And I just stopped. I'm like, it's not cold. It's not cold at all.
We had a nice warm day, right? Well, anyway. And I think there are exceptionally cold days here in Kansas City, where we're airing the Lifted Life podcast from, that it's really stupid cold and we could choose to not walk that day and it would be totally fine. But most days, mm-hmm. it's not even that cold in the winter, and a few, you know, layers of scarves and hats and coats and you would be fine. So what works is walking, and I want to be doing more of it. And then the first thing that came to mind when I wrote what didn't was spending a ton of time scrolling. I think that I'm probably not alone in this, that there's times where you're like, well, I have a few minutes, and then you find yourself scrolling.
Yeah.
And there's times where it's entertaining or relaxing or whatever, but mostly it's just a waste of time. And so I think it doesn't work for me to just scroll. And so I have that on my list of what didn't work. Like, we could talk for a minute about, what do you do if you have things on your don't work list? I think sometimes it's bringing attention to it. So if it doesn't work to scroll, what does work? Using my phone as a tool to connect with people, using my phone as a tool to grow our business, using my phone or laptop as a tool to research. Oh my gosh, I'm in a research phase of a business idea and it's got me so excited, but that means I'm on my phone or my laptop more. As long as it's intentional and it's not mindless, I think that's what doesn't work. So once you have something on your that didn't work list, find a way to flip it and make it work for you. That's what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah, I was thinking about that scroll thing you're talking about. Outside of Lifted, when I want to research programming or think about new techniques or new technologies are out there, I go to Twitter. Because a lot of people I follow on Twitter, that's what they're doing. They're doing open source projects. And they're sharing their experiences, their progress, where they are right now. But I still find myself scrolling in that. Like, I start reading about what they're doing. And I start following who they're following. And then start going down that rabbit hole. And I find myself at some point stopping and saying, I'm scrolling. Like, I'm not actually doing anything. Like, I'm bringing in information, but I'm not taking any action.
Right. So that's the what doesn't work versus what does. So before we jump into your list or your items that come to mind immediately for what worked and what didn't, and we can bounce around a little more, I do want to quickly do a shout out to our sponsor of this week's show, Mood Boosting Probiotic. And we had an amazing brief but lovely 5-star review of it that says it works. With 3 months, my mother is experiencing lower anxiety. Benefits are evident. So a lot of times we have people reaching out to us getting this product for family members because they can see that they're struggling and they've heard about the gut-brain connection. And so it's always really exciting when we have that. So
it's awesome.
Yeah. Available on Amazon or also directly from our website. So anyway, back to what worked and what didn't. Sound like that probiotic worked. You know what I mean? Okay. What comes to mind for you as far as something that worked?
So like I said, more recent stuff came to mind for me. And I think recently we were talking about communication and how we try to keep the communication up. But even sometimes, even that you're aware of it, it still kind of, I don't know, I guess you normalize it or you just don't see it. So for us, when I resigned from my job, everyone said, how are you going to work with your wife 24/7? And I said, how could I not? Like, it was so, it wasn't a issue for me. I never even crossed my mind like it would be hard. And then the honeymoon was over. Not really, but we, I don't know, had some,
well, I think it's,
some differences in the way that, like we were, I don't know how to describe it.
Well, here's what I, like, for me, I got into a flow of working a certain way when you were at work. And then having you home, like, now you have your flow of work and my flow of work, and they're not always the same. When I'm really in, like, ready to crank out some work, but you're not, or vice versa, it can be kind of tricky. Whereas when we only had Mondays together, because for several months we did work on the business mostly on Mondays, Saturday and Sunday some, but the kids are home. So Monday was this phenomenal day of work. And I think we both had this shared, okay, we're going to work hard, but also play hard and go on walks and do these things. And so we had this shared knowing of how it would work because we had one day. And now we have, well, technically only 3 more days because our kids don't go to school on Friday. But we have 4 days of work when they're at school and then 3 days of family time that we balance out. And I think that we're just getting used to what that can look like.
But what was interesting for me was that we saw it on the work side. Like, there's something not not jiving quite right. We're not being able to do these things. But then when we keep going back, peeling back, peeling back, peeling back, what it really was I did or said something that was a little bit disturbing to you or you didn't like. And then you started feeling maybe a form of resentment towards that. And then I started feeling resentment because I feel your resentment. And then this like weird downward spiral, and it sounds horrible, but it wasn't as bad as that.
I was going to say, I think it was really mild, but
extremely mild, but
we could tell it was putting a damper on our workflow.
Yeah.
And
I think you a few days ago said, hey, this happened 2 days ago. And it kind of, I didn't realize it, but it really kind of ticked me off. And then I'm hanging on to this and I'm like, yeah, but you've been so distant the last 2 days. And you're like, no, I wasn't. Because, and then once you start unwinding it, we're like, wow, that was one stupid little thing that we didn't even realize that we were carrying.
Yeah. So on this was on the doesn't work list.
Well, for me, it's on the it worked list because we...
What works? I'm saying kind of...
But. Yeah. Well, what I'm describing didn't work, but what we did was we found what... At one point, what worked. We looked back and said, we knew this worked. We want this... You know, this should be working. And then we figured out what we were doing to make it not work.
Kind of peeling back the layers a little bit of what's really going on here or what would really be...
So what worked was communication.
Right. Thank you. That's what I was trying to get. That's what I was trying to get to. And what didn't work was...
I think it would be pretty easy for me to not bring awareness to that or say it's not me. You know, I don't know. You're just irritated at me and not to dig into it. So that wouldn't have worked.
And it would have been pretty, not taking ownership for what you've contributed or something. This is also very, very recent. Like you said, you're having a hard time going back over like what didn't work, but.
Yeah. I'm a big believer that now all there is. So. Outside of 30 days, I don't see much value.
Interesting. What did we even do this summer? Did we do something?
See, not valuable. Can't remember.
What worked and what didn't, I would say.
I went on vacation with my family this summer. Mm-mm.
That was another summer. Mm. We went to Lake the Ozarks, but.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not really
a still vacation.
Okay. Anyway, what didn't work, I would say. This is kind of a no-brainer, big brainer, but
picking it for me.
This didn't. No, I'm talking about what didn't work for me. Are you with me? Worrying didn't work. That goes in the list of things that does not work. So you're gonna say it does. It works to create what you don't want.
No, I'm worried that you're wrong.
Stop. So what I mean by that is I had this aha, and it's kind of goofy, but. I was thinking about how good I felt at one moment. I think we were at a Mexican restaurant, just living our best life. And I suddenly had this feeling of like, yeah, sometimes crap's going to go really wrong. Sometimes it's going to go really great. But worrying really doesn't do anything. Like, it's so dumb. It's so obvious. Of course, worrying doesn't do anything. But just really reminding myself that like, worrying doesn't help anything. It only puts energy towards what you don't want to happen. And so I know that's a really basic thing, but for me, it was this moment of like, I really don't want to spend my time worrying about what could go wrong, knowing that we're just here and then we're not. And while you're here, you might as well have some fun and help some people and love some people. That's my theory. That's what works. And worrying is what doesn't work. So that's on my list.
So something else that just came to me as you were saying that is something that worked for me is also very, very simple. Realizing that you're creating your whole experience. Mm-hmm. So what you're feeling inside, you're creating every moment. I know it's something we say all the time. You may hear all the time, depending what circles you're in. And it seems, if you buy into it, it seems very obvious. Like, of course, I'm creating my whole reality. But for me, journaling just a few days ago, I really put together, like it connected, like you created that. Like it was something I probably didn't want that was happening. And I was thinking like, you know, why is this happening? This is not something I'm like, because you created it. And I actually like it clicked immediately. Like you did this, 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 and this. I'm like, okay, you're right. You created this. This is, if you don't want it, create something else. But that, having that connecting come through was like.
And that belief of aha. I am creating.
Yeah.
It's probably working for you.
Yeah.
I think that the idea of the law of attraction and all of that is that whether you are getting good at it or practicing on purpose, it's in effect. It's happening right now. The law of attraction is in full motion, whether you're purposely attracting what you want or you're mindlessly. And
well, at the end of the day, you're always creating. Like, you don't get better at creating. You just make it
better at being an intentional creator.
Intentional of what you're creating, but you're always creating your own reality.
So in alignment with that, I'll say it works for me to tap into my creativity. That works. It always works. Again and again, the projects I've created that I'm most proud of, the experiences I've enjoyed the most, always loop back to some form of creative expression. And I think that's goes back to the idea that to say you're a creative human is redundant. Humans are here as creators. Yeah. So anytime I'm making something, that to me is in the category of what works, because it's such a valuable use of my time, not just in the product that I come up with, but the experience, the idea flow, all of that. That definitely works for me, is to be doing more creating. What doesn't work is working all the time and thinking I'm the only one who can do things for Lifted. Excuse me. So as I look into 2020, I know that what got us here won't get us there. And as we continue to grow, I'm going to have to get more help with that. And so I have some help with that, but I need to utilize the help. And that's really important for taking a look at what doesn't work, is continually expecting myself to do more and more and more, right? There's only so much hours in the day, and knowing that I like to create, those two things kind of go together. What about you? What else is on a personal, what worked or what didn't?
What didn't work? You know, I keep thinking about some of the frustrations I had with just everyday life, little things, whether it be our children or...
Our children
are perfect, but that one time they didn't do something right. No, but
they're home for winter break right now. Yeah, so
that's pretty heavy on my mind. But again, that goes back to me, though. It always goes back to me. In my reality, I'm creating. And what didn't work for me was thinking that they needed to do something, or at least my approach of what I was perceiving. Like,
what?
Are you confused? What didn't work for me was trying to project on them what I think they should be doing.
Okay. What does work?
Just letting you take care of them.
It is interesting, though, folks. Like, I was a stay-at-home mom, and you had a job.
And I'm a stay-at-home dad for a month, and it's like, how did you survive?
With a stay-at-home mom helping you.
You're my backup.
Yeah, right. No, it's just been really interesting, because I've said before that some of the toughest times were when the kids were really little. And
so I'll give you an example.
Yep.
Our daughter and I are very similar, which means that we clash very easily. Generally, it would be like, get up and do this. We got to get your clothes on. You got to get ready for school. We've literally got 5 minutes. And when I come in with
because she's pushing it to the end. Like,
yeah, because she laid earlier in bed literally it's time to go out the door, and she's not dressed and she can't find anything.
I'm sure this has never happened to any other parents that are listening. So take notes.
Yeah, take notes. This probably has never happened before. But generally, I would come in with this energy of, we got to go, we got to go, got to go. You've pushed to the limit. There's only 5 minutes left. We got to go, 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 go. We don't have time for this. I can also come in and say, hey, Olive, you know, we got to get up. We got to get going. I know there's not a lot of time, but, you know, we got to go. But, like, just how I bring my energy, like this stress, like, go, 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 go. Or just come in calmly and say, we got to get up. I mean, it's the same words, but it's the energy you bring behind the words, right?
Yeah.
That worked. Am I giving what doesn't work? I guess what doesn't work is the first thing, and what works is the second thing.
All right.
But coming in with that heavy energy of, like, go, 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 didn't work.
Right. Yeah. I think not just with her, right? It's with
both, but I can give more examples with her.
But bringing attention to how much the energy you bring to the situation changes the situation. You're creating your reality with it. So, yeah. All right. What else? Let's see. it's probably almost time to wrap up the episode. What do you guys think? Well, this is about the traditional length of our shows. Do you feel like you get bonus time when we do them longer? Or do you feel like...
I gotta go. You guys wrap this up?
Right. I don't feel that way ever. If I listen to a podcast that's 2 hours long, it's not like I'm like, I wish they'd finish. I just pause it.
Yeah,
that's true. Or I just switch it if it's too long and boring. So, but I am curious. I'd love to hear from you. 20 minutes-ish. How's that working for you? For us, it seems to be pretty good because we're showing up every week and cranking it out.
Well, so. Same with topics, too. If this is feels well, or if there's
something, I think it's more about if there's something they really want to hear our insight on, like, yeah, or how we would handle it, because everybody's going through their own stuff. So anyways, what we're saying is we'd love your feedback on the show. And if you haven't already, a rating and review helps us a ton. So click over to iTunes and do that, or wherever you listen to podcasts. All right. So the idea, we're doing a quick wrap. Don't you dare click in on that record. I know. Take some time to reflect. Maybe you, like Tim, believe that only the past 30 days matter, but...
For years, she's called me Timmy, and to call me Tim just threw me off.
Here's what's really weird, though. In emails, when I'm discussing us, you've said, like, yeah, it's kind of weird if you call me Timmy. Well, suddenly now, I know people don't even know what to call you, because I call you Timmy, and then you address yourself as Tim, and they're like, Mr. Lifted. So, anyway, you can call him Tim, right?
Yeah.
And I can call you Timmy.
Yep. You're the only person. And maybe my mom or dad.
Okay. Anyway, we're talking about a recap here. Spend some time to reflect on what worked and what didn't in 2019 so that you can move forward into the new year with fresh energy and fresh awareness around your beliefs. We're inviting you to choose your beliefs on purpose. I think that's what this is all about, is being more intentional with what you're creating in 2020. Thank you so much for listening. We wish you a wonderful new year, a great week, and we'll see you next week on the What's Your Life podcast.